This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On this month's Ask the Vet segment with Dr. Ryan Leiderman, we take a look at what goes behind the scenes of airflow ventilation with new modeling software. And Ryan, you just purchased a new program that relates to airflow modeling. Tell us about it.
Yeah, in the past, we've talked about ventilation and different ventilation principles. And this time of the year in the spring, particularly spring and fall, in the shoulder seasons, ventilation is important. And instead of talking about ventilation and like how should you set your fans and stuff, because we've covered a few times before, I thought we could talk about the behind the scenes, how we actually design ventilation systems. Producers will see our systems installed and we might go out and, you know, fog them and that kind of thing. But the actual behind the scenes, how we kind of use math and physics and science to design these, I think we've never really fully explained before. So we have a program called SolidWorks, and SolidWorks is an engineering software that has a lot of cool design capabilities. And there's essentially three things that SolidWorks allows us to do. The first one is kind of your standard basic CAD software where we can either draw barns from scratch or import blueprints and do two-dimensional drawings of barns like what a farmer would see on a blueprint to scale for construction. And so that's kind of the base. So someone will give us a blueprint of a barn they're looking at building, or you know, we could draw essentially a blueprint of the barn. And then from there, we can take it and make it three-dimensional to scale in the computer. And we can grab it and spin it and flip it around and stuff and zoom in and zoom out. And that's the three-dimensional model. And that's pretty cool. And that in and of itself is not all that unique. There's other companies that have that. But then one thing that we can do that's kind of neat is once we've made the scale 3D model of the barn with all the penning and garage doors and all that stuff, we can then put it into an animation software and animate it and do a virtual walkthrough of the barn. And this is kind of neat for a new construction. Before a bulldozer has even moved any dirt, we can have a scale model 3D animated walkthrough of the barn. We even have the calf pens drawing to scale. We even have 3D virtual calves. We have both black and white Holsteins and red and white Holsteins. And so we could have a barn where there's an auto feeder barn, say, for example, with four pens, and each pen's got 25 calves in them. And you can go up like you're a bird up in the rafters looking down in the pens. The calves even walk around. Some are walking around. Some are drinking from a bucket. Some are laying down. Some get up and spin around and lay down again. And so that's kind of neat to be able to actually walk through your barn. Oftentimes we'll take a path that the feeder would take and say, okay, so when you build your barn, you're going to walk out of your milk room. It's going to look like this. You're going to walk down in between the rows of calves. This is how you would feed, say you had a milk taxi or something like that. And people can walk through their barn and see it populated with calves before they even start the construction process. So that's kind of cool. And we even had a client tell us that that video, a 3D animated video of his barn, was useful, and that he showed it to his banker, and that actually helped him secure financing for the barn. He felt like the 3D video gave his banker a better understanding, because, right, sometimes bankers, they understand numbers and calculators, but they don't always understand agriculture. And so he said he took that video, showed it to his banker. His banker had a better understanding of how the barn would function and what it was for. And he said he felt like that helped him secure the loan. So that's on the barn drawing side of the world, that some of the things we can do, and our clients have found those things helpful.
Well, we've come a long way from, say, the Excel spreadsheets that design ventilation systems, it seems like not too long ago, and that's just the beginning as we continue more on our next segment on this behind-the-scenes software on new systems to help the flow of ventilation with Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiderman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiderman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com. With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.